There have been a series of terrifying aftershocks following the massive magnitude 7.8 quake that struck the Himalayan nation on Saturday, killing more than 3,200 people. Thousands are crowding the rubble-strewn streets of Kathmandu during the day and spending the night in open parks and squares. Kathmandu is the most populous city in Nepal. It's a little more than 19 square miles with a population of about 1.2 million. According to the Singapore Defense Minister and Nepalese authorities, this earthquake is reported to be the worst in Nepal in 80 years. UN spokesperson Orla Fagan is en route to Kathmandu along with 14 international medical teams and 14 or 15 international search and rescue teams. They should arrive around noon and will assess the situation. Fagan said preventing the spread of disease is one of the most important tasks facing the aid workers. Back at home, members of the Nepal community in Jackson Heights are raising funds to help shelters. Pralay Raj Bhandari has been organizing rallies and vigils.
We are trying to collect funds. I know whatever funds we collect, it's whatever the amount will be, it won't be enough for the situation that we just had in Nepal.
Bhandari says more than 150,000 people from Nepal live in New York City. The Jackson Heights group held a candlelight vigil last night. On Sunday, Armenian New Yorkers held a rally in Times Square to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the killings of an estimated 1.5 million Armenians under the Ottoman Empire. They want the U.S. government to acknowledge that the deaths of their ancestors constituted genocide. Ethnic Armenians living in the U.S. are pushing for a formal vote in Congress that would classify the killings as a genocide. In Berlin, Holocaust survivors gathered at the memorial site of the former concentration camp Bergen-Belsen in northern Germany. They commemorated the liberation of the camp 70 years ago. Germany's president thanked the British soldiers who liberated the Nazi camp on April 5, 1945. Around 200,000 people were deported to Bergen-Belsen. More than 70,000 died there, including teenage diarist Anne Frank. Back home, global activists held a march and rally on Sunday. It's a kickoff to a conference by world leaders to review progress preventing the spread of nuclear weapons and eventually achieving total disarmament. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's foreign minister are expected to speak at the conference today. This amid intense interest in the fate of negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. In Baltimore, the funeral is today for Freddie Gray, the Baltimore man who died from a severed spine while in police custody. On Saturday, Freddie Gray's family led protests by thousands in the streets of Baltimore. They are demanding answers to how Gray died. On Sunday, mourners filed for hours past Gray's coffin, somberly paying their respects at the wake for the 25-year-old. Gray's death on April 19th has intensified a national debate over police treatment of Black Americans. And over the weekend, journalists, politicians, and celebrities gathered for the White House Correspondents Association's annual dinner. Many said the president was in top form.
Being president is never easy. I still have to fix a broken immigration system, issue veto threats, negotiate with Iran, all while finding time to pray five times a day. Which is strenuous. And it is no wonder that people keep pointing out how the presidency has aged me. I look so old, John Boehner's already invited Netanyahu to speak at my funeral.
He said, meanwhile, the First Lady hasn't aged a day.
I ask her what her secret is. She just says, fresh fruits and vegetables. It's aggravating. Fact is, though, at this point, my legacy is finally beginning to take shape. The economy is getting better. 9 in 10 Americans now have health coverage. Today, thanks to Obamacare, you no longer have to worry about losing your insurance if you lose your job. You're welcome, Senate Democrats.
Wait for it.
Now, look, it is true I have not managed to make everybody happy. 6 years into my presidency, some people still say I'm arrogant and aloof, condescending. Some people are so dumb. No wonder I don't meet with them.
Barack Obama at the White House Correspondents Association dinner over the weekend. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.